That's my unperfect translation of what he was trying to say.
Well, it reminds me of once when we were with Srila Guru Maharaj, and there's a Bengali devotee named Sarvabhavana Prabhu, not to be confused with the Sarvabhavana of Sokelm. But so I was speaking with Srila Guru Maharaj, and he was taking some pictures. And Guru Maharaj was, as they say, legally blind, which means he could see, but if you know what legal blindness means, not so clearly or with great depth. So Guru Maharaj was trying to see what he was doing. And he was like taking these pictures, and Guru Maharaj said, "Waste of time. Waste of time and energy." And he was trying to sweet-talk his way out of the situation so he could keep taking pictures. And I saw him sort of stalling, and I said, he said, "Yes, if we were taking pictures of a mundane person. But that's not the case here." And I started quoting the lines from a famous Narottam Thakur song, which you may help me recall. It's about Ganga Parashat, you know, by bathing in the Ganga you become purified. It's A Baro Koruna Koro Vaishnava Goshai, like the second or third. It says, by bathing in the Ganga you become purified. But so you have to do that. That requires something on your part. But if you're bathed in the glance of the Vaishnava, you get that and more. So I was wondering how Guru Maharaj will respond to this, and he sang the whole song. He started singing and he sang every verse. And didn't make any comments or anything, but whatever, Sarvabhauma took the pictures, and then Guru Maharaj said, "Waste of time, waste of energy." He said, "No, but taking pictures of the Vaishnava," and I thought, well, if we reverse it, being seen by you is our good fortune. And then he sang that song. So really, we're at the disposal of the Vaishnavas. As the saying goes, when someone says, "How are you?" the answer is, "As you keep me." So it's the proper way to think. Sometimes Guru Maharaj says, with regard to Krishna consciousness, have to learn a new alphabet. New alphabet, new language, new way of expressing, of seeing, of everything. New. All the acquired prejudice and ego and pride of experience that goes with it. Throw it in the dustbin, in the trash, the rubbish bin, the garbage can, whatever euphemism. That reminds me of another thing. When one, and it's sort of on theme. This one devotee kept quoting the Guru Maharaj the mundane the observations of a mundane scholar who had gone to India, mixed with some Radha Kunda Babajis, and on the basis of that wrote some scholarly academic works on what his impressions of Gaudiya Vaishnavism were. And Srila Guru Maharaj is becoming visibly annoyed, as the saying goes. He kept bringing up this man's name, which I won't vibrate, until finally Guru Maharaj said, he was, as we heard from Prabhupada in the beginning, you know, Vaishnava is a perfect gentleman. So we've seen Guru Maharaj indulging someone. Again, that word, did you look it up? Indulge, I-N-D-U-L-G-E. I used it the last time. Look at his face. You should put the camera on his face. Right, but I'm just saying that's an important word to know. So I'm saying he was in. So to indulge means you're going on and saying, yes, yes, yes. But then at a certain point, so it's being gentlemanly. What's the other word? You know, social etiquette. But then Guru Maharaj stopped at one point. He mentioned this man's name one more time, one more of his mundane observations about Krishna consciousness. And Guru Maharaj said, I take him and throw him in my dustbin, in the rubbish bin. And again, Sarva Bhavana Prabhu, the Bengali, was there, and he said, well, at least he has some place on your veranda. So that was nice also. At least he has a place in your garbage can. So, Gyane Prayasam Udupasana Monte Eva. The pride of knowledge, which is nothing more than acquired prejudice, has to be left away. We're being given that advice by no less than Brahma himself. Saying, when it comes, maybe that'll be of some use to you in assessing or the value of things within the finite world, within the world of measurement. But when it comes to the Vaikuntha world, and not only the Vaikuntha world, but the upper hemisphere of the Vaikuntha world, because Vaikuntha means adhoksaja, beyond what the mind and intellect can verify. And the topmost, supreme most region of the adhoksaja realm, the aprakrita domain of Krishna, Jnane Prayasam Udupasana Monte Eva. Here, again, Guru Maharaj, knowledge is poison. We're so proud. He said this, I mean, he said this frequently, but in a particular time too, a devotee was a quote-unquote scholar, studying at the university in Switzerland. And Guru Maharaj said, are you ready to admit that knowledge is poison? Not yet. It still has some... When we say, how can... knowledge is poison. How can that be? When it comes to trying to estimate the infinite, a new alphabet will have to be learned, a new vocabulary. Adhoksaja, aprakrita. Adha, aksaja, adhoksaja. Adha means to push down. Aksaja, sense experience. Rather, when that plane descends here, it will suppress the mind, the intellect, the senses, and make itself known. And not the inverse, by the suppression of the senses, mind, and intellect, that it will be known. Not like that. That is the mistake of the jnanis, renunciates, and others. When Uddhava at the behest of Krishna, delivered a message to the Braja Gopis, feeling intense separation from Krishna. At one point, he invoked the word Adhoksaja in a new way. Another meaning, Aksaja is eyes, and Aha, so he said, Adha Aksaja, close your eyes. And the Braja Gopis, they dutifully closed their eyes. And as they closed their eyes, Krishna appeared to them, and they engaged in the rasa lila for a yuga. While their eyes were closed. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha prabhushayitam sunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Normally, their position is that the blink of an eye, the depth of their, this gives us a hint of the depth of their love for Krishna. The blink of an eye feels to their hearts like a day of Brahma. Bhagavad Gita says, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahoryad Brahmano Vidu. A day of Brahma, how long is that? 4,300,000,000 years. The blink of an eye of separation from Krishna to them feels like 4,300,000,000 years. That is inconceivable. But such is their love. When cowherd boys, they go with Krishna to the forest, if a tree becomes between them and Krishna, their hearts stop beating. Krishna, there was a tree between them. Then Krishna came out the other side. They're okay. So much love and affection. And here, by the divine will and grace, mercy of Krishna, Uddhava tells him, shut your eyes, Adha Aksaja. And Krishna appears to them, and in that moment of eyes shut, they have 4,000,000, Brahma Ratri, a night of Brahma, 4,300,000,000 years. When Krishna, we think Gopijana Bastra Hari, and Krishna went to steal the garments of the gopis who were bathing at the conclusion of their Katyayani Vrat, right, 1 month austerity. He's told little toddlers followed Krishna, not older cowherd boys, but little toddlers means 2 years old or 3 years old. They're all following Krishna. He said, why? Because they love them so much. They just like being around him. So Krishna's going somewhere, they're following after him. A whole group of 2 and 3 year olds. So that when Krishna was arguing and teasing the Braja Gopis, he said, I don't lie. You can ask all these boys. They know that. They didn't reach the speaking level yet. Anyone here has heard me lie? Krishna. See, they'll verify that I never lie. I don't steal people's clothes. What does, I never touch, even with my fingernail, touch another person's property. These boys stand as my witness that everything I'm saying is true. They're like, hey. See, you can ask them. And then Krishna said, I actually, from a distance, I saw these trees and they're so colorful, I thought they must be full of fruits and flowers. Then I came here and was shocked to find all these clothes And then I thought, and the gopis, they're all in the water up to their necks, like, it's cold. And then when I saw that, I thought, who would put clothes in a tree? Then I thought, oh, maybe some goddesses come in the night in the forest, and tonight they'll come and collect their garments. So, although Krishna, the Navanita Chora, he's the butter thief, Gopi Jana Bastra Hari, stealing the garments of the gopis, but then it's mentioned, for those who, what about the Nagavadas, or those who are there, they live naked, what is he going to steal from them? Chitta Hari, Bhangshit Hari. Steals their minds. So although Krishna in this sense humiliated the Braja Gopis, they were very happy to be the fodder for Krishna's enjoyment. Actually, although their mock argument is there, really they're very happy to be enjoyed by Krishna in this way and fully offering themselves to him. And in reciprocation, they capture Krishna, body, mind, soul, heart, everything. Srila Gurudev liked very much that. Ratnastava, Garhini, you know that sloka? It's the devotees notice that Krishna has lost his mind, and the devotees offering his mind to the to Krishna, saying, "I see you have everything, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvalokam. He owns everything, controls everything, but it appears as though you've lost your mind." Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj said, means Hara, Harana, Radharani is a greater thief than Krishna because she can steal away Krishna's mind, heart and soul. So the devotee, seeing that Krishna has lost his mind, is offering his own mind. And then once some devotee hearing that from Guru Maharaj, he said, then what did Krishna say? In other words, Krishna said, oh, whatever little bit of mind I've got left, do you want to take that? That is inconceivable. And they say anywhere, God has lost his mind? In Krishna conception, you have that. Who can digest that God can lose his mind? The supreme entity, the supreme reality, the supreme controller. He can be besides himself. Can lose his mind. Forget his existence. Be so overwhelmed by the love and affection of his devotee that he forgets himself. Naivatma chayata bhavan. That is the infinite coming under the control of the finite. That's the impossible possible of Krishna consciousness. Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. How wonderful. How extraordinary. How inconceivable. And the cowherd men in Vrindavan, witnessing so many miraculous events with Krishna center stage, they begin to wonder about him. Some of the cowherd boys, they say Gopal is not one of us. He may be some sort of god. Some say he's God himself. That is Parakiya Bhav, as reflected in Sakya Rasa. The cowherd men seeing all these miraculous events, they're thinking also, some say he is Narayan himself. But they console one another, but he's so dependent upon us and our love and affection. If we neglect him, he mopes. And he's always trying to get our attention. He talks so much nonsense. How can he be the supreme enemy? Sometimes he's talking just absolute nonsense. Like an ordinary child. The Prakrita Lila Krishnera Jateka Kela Sarutam Naralila Narabapu Tahara Sru Gopavesh Venukar Navakishore Natabar Naralila Hoy Anurup. It's not only that human-like pastimes are perfect, an expression of Krishna Lila, but Krishna Lila forms the template for humanness. Janmadhyasa yataha. Actually, everything is emanating from the Aprakrita Lila of Krishna. So, the Supreme Lord, as he's reflected in the minds of his devotees, that's a better picture than a picture. It's not that they don't have cameras. They couldn't think to make a camera. That sort of picture is actually static. Has a least position in the upper world. And sometimes Guru Maharaj said that, whereas in Gokula, there are actual demons in the pastimes. In Goloka Vrindavan, there are rumors of demons, or he said posters. Like we've seen wanted, if you see this, wanted, Bakasura, wanted, Putana, killed numerous children. If you see this lady, please report her on the neighborhood watch. So passive representations or Santarasa in Goloka Vrindavan, which is exalted but is the least substantial thing there, but rather as the Lord himself is reflected in the hearts and minds of his devotees, a more living, growing, dynamic form is to be seen there. Therefore, we're so much riveted to the lotus feet, Guru and Vaishnava. Nama Rupa Guna Lila means from the sound, Nama Rupa, from sound form will manifest. So Srila Saraswati Thakur, Guru, he did not advise when taking the holy name, as in chanting japa, he did not advise to take the holy name of Krishna before a picture of Krishna, saying that the senses, like vultures, will turn the image into their food. Whereas from divine sound, form, from nam, rupa, will manifest in the heart of the devotee. This is also corroborated in the Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where nama bole hridayate. Not that we will take the name of Krishna and how do you say, the substance will appear, but rather what was heard from the Vaishnavas vibrated the holy name of Krishna and the holy conception of Krishna, and that has entered through the ear, pravishta karna rundrena, svanam bhavam saroruham, dunoti shamalam Krishna, has entered the heart, and then the heart expresses Krishna nam, and from there the divine form of Krishna manifests. The heart, under the influence of the Krishna conception of the Vaishnava, that sequence. That I will vibrate the sound and purify myself. Rather, what I've heard from the Vaishnava will enter the heart and express itself outward. So, any question?
I have 40 viewers.
Pardon me?
I have 40 viewers.
40?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hare Krishna. Our dandavats to all the viewers. So, any question?
Вопрос из них, кого-то какие-то задавайте. So, one of the questions of Sahadev here was, what are the qualities of God and why is it that beauty is the most important one, is above all other qualities?
Well, there's an expression, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. And many times, like we've heard Sat Chit Anandam, so it's parallel. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Guru Maharaj quoted many times. We can chant Satyam as truth, Shivam as auspiciousness, Sundaram as beauty. But he equates Sundaram and Anandam. So beauty, ecstasy, love, charm, sweetness. So when Rupa Goswami is identifying what distinguishes Krishna, what makes him most unique, Sarvadbhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Bharati Atulya Madhura Prema Priyam Mandita Murali Kalakujita Manasa Karshi Leela Madhurja Venu Madhurja Rupa Madhurja saying what makes Krishna, when he says he has 64 qualities, that liberated jivas have 50, executive class 55, Narayan 60, Balaram, Ramachandra 62, Krishna 64. Doesn't mean that he has literally 64 qualities. He has innumerable qualities. But these 64 are prominent. He said of them, and four are specific to Krishna. Just like the gopis, they say, oh, Vaikuntha is not embellished with the lotus footprints of Krishna. There's no cowherding in Vaikuntha. There's no Jamuna, Vrindavan. So they don't find that particular sweetness is there. Right? Radha, Padman, Kitadam, Vrindavan, Jaranam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Saying not only that, the lotus feet of Krishna, but Vrindavan is identified as that place which is embellished by the lotus footprints of Srimati Radharani. So we're told, Krishna, the sweetness aspect is there in his pastimes, the sound of his flute, his divine form, and one other one. His devotees, well, we said Leela, but his devotees, his sweet interaction with his devotees. So, beauty is equated with sweetness and charm. When Krishna is in Dwaraka, sometimes we hear he sees a picture of his Vrindavan days. And he's thinking, oh, I was so beautiful then. I'm not so beautiful now. Because as we told before, like perfect, most perfect, more perfect, most perfect, Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan. So Dwaraka is perfect. You think, oh, but not most perfect. He even, oh, now I see, I guess, why the gopis are not so attractive. What is it? We have to exchange our way of seeing the new alphabet, the new vocabulary, the new way of seeing, for their way of seeing and expressing. And these hints, or even sometimes overt statements, are there. So when Radharani and Braja Gopis meet, we're talking about Krishna in Kurukshetra after 100 years of separation, saying they can't tolerate the blink of an eye separation, but after 100 years separation, they're finally meeting Krishna. How intense can that be? And seeing him in the royal dress of a king, surrounded with so much kingly paraphernalia, their hearts are crushed with disappointment. And you think, well, what? Is it that important? Yes. And what do they say? Oh, we want to see you. And in this sense, the environment is inseparable from Krishna. Guru Maharaj went so far as to say, because here we're generally putting the environment in the secondary position, saying there, they're putting the environment in the primary position, saying, we want to be with you where you're in the Gopavesh, dressed as a cowherd boy, Venukar, holding your flute, and on the banks of the Jamuna, and with the peacocks and the moonlight, that's how we remember you. And the sweet sound of your flute. And now, we don't see any flute. And your cowherd dress is replaced by this royal dress of a king, and it's Rago daya kunchati. It's crippling, having a crippling effect upon the rag or love and devotion within their hearts. Krishna doesn't look as beautiful. Even in this world, we find, especially with people who are very famous, privileged, whatever, that they may complain that they can't be themselves. They can't find anyone they can fully be themselves with. There's always something constraining, constricting that. It's like Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Ram Lila, there's some constriction there. So when the Dandakaranya Rishis seeing the beauty of Ramachandra, conjugal sentiments are awakened in them and expressed in their minds, and Ramachandra saying, that seva in Ram Lila is exclusive to Sita. Even after Sita was banished, sometimes he had to perform yajna. And the king needs his wife. And so they made murtis of Sita to be beside him for the yajna. Ramachandra was so beautiful that the murtis felt conjugal attraction for him. And he conveyed to the murtis that this is reserved for Sita. But in Krishna Lila, you'll be accommodated. So the Dandakaranya Rishis, these Sita murtis, the Veda Stutis, many others, where the Lila or pastimes could not harmonize these aspirations, they're all accommodated in Krishna Lila. But that Krishna, Srila Guru Maharaj informs us, he's only fully himself, or himself to in fullest expression, at the right hand of Radharani. When he's beside Radharani, then he's fully Krishna. That's Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. And at the side of another gopi, Swayam Prakash, or many other things. Prakash Rupa, Vilas Rupa, this, that, there. Rupa Goswami describes these things. Some of them are mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamritam. So, Radharani is Krishna Moyi. She brings Krishna to his fullest expression of beauty, charm, and sweetness. So the devotees in the Rupa Nuga line, they're like we see Barsha Banavi Devi, Daita, of Saraswati Thakur, exclusive devotees of Srimati Radharani and exclusively promoting her. Because she brings out the full beauty, charm, and sweetness of Krishna. Akhila Rasamrita Murti, Rasa Raj Mahabhav Duya Karup, and Mahaprabhu. And she has the capacity to relish, to draw the nectar from Krishna to the extreme degree and distribute that to her serving group. So Krishna is described as beauty personified. We are all hardwired to seek out what is beautiful. Who is beautiful? And it is the beauty and charm and sweetness of Krishna that compels the devotee to totally offer themselves to him in service. Another place, Rupa Goswami says, where Krishna sees his reflection and he's stunned by his own beauty and unaware that it is himself, and thinks, who is this? Who, this person is so beautiful. Suddenly I feel like Radharani. This person's making me feel like Radharani. Who is that? Mom, he pardoned. Bhajan Twananya Manaso Gyatva Bhuta Dhyam. Devim Prakriti Mashrita. The compulsion is so great. Bhajan Tananya Manaso Guru says 24 hours non-stop engagement is only possible in Madhura Rasa. He observes that Vatsalya Rasa and Madhura Rasa in this sense are antagonistic to one another. Mother Yashoda wants Krishna to get a good night's rest after a hard day of cow herding. And Radharani and the Braja Gopis went to rendezvous with Krishna in the Vrindavan forest in the dead of night. Bhajan Dvananya Manaswam. Yes.
In this world, you know, that beauty is like depend of both who see. Like,
depends on.
Of a person who sees. Like,
oh, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And about Krishna, from one side, it's like he's all attractive and everyone attracts to him. Because he's a beautiful, but from other side, when he came to Dwaraka, like different people to see different in him, like women to see beautiful men, but Kamsa and other like
right.
He's like enemy to see
yes.
Some deaf and some something not so attractive.
Yes.
How it?
Like, yes, that's a good point. So that how they will perceive Krishna is on the perspective of the viewer. So you're told, Mrityu Bhojapate, Kamsa saw Krishna's death personified. So why couldn't he see his beauty? As we told before, when Krishna appears to Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura, and he's as Vishnu, form Vishnu, and in their parental loving affection and divine madness, they're thinking, if Kamsa and his associates see we have a four-armed baby Vishnu, they'll kill him. Nothing, but if he's Vishnu, how are they going to kill him? But so they're pleading with Krishna to appear like an ordinary boy, thinking they can disguise him that way. But at one point, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says that Krishna may say to them, but if he sees me, he'll just see how beautiful I am and sweet, and he'll be charmed. And Vasudev's thinking, He won't see you as sweet and beautiful. He won't, believe me. Just take it from me. He won't see you that way. So you need to change into a regular boy and we can hide you quickly. Right. So they're also... No, Krishna's so soft. But when he entered the mouth of Bakasura, the duck, it was like burning. What is so soft, and we're told Krishna very soft and cool. His lotus feet, his divine form, very soft and very cool. Right? Like sometimes we're told, Nityananda, you know, Koti Chandra Shushitala, like 10 million moons. It's very soft, very cool. But inside, Bakasura is like hot iron. He's vomiting him out. So, different comparisons are made to, like, sugar. Is sugar sweet or not? Sugar is sweet. It's innately sweet. But if someone is diseased, like jaundice, I had jaundice once, and I'd heard all these examples from Upadesha Shamritana, but when I finally had jaundice, I didn't realize it until I went to drink some very sweet juice, and I spit it out, and I said, I think they put some kind of poison in it, or chemicals or something. And my friend, before we chastised those who gave it to me, he said, let me try it. Because he knew I was already losing it. And he said, oh, it's so sweet. It's full of sugar. And then I went, oh. And, you know, I saw, my eyes are yellow. I have jaundice. And I saw, now, not just sugar, anything that is supposed to be sweet tastes like poison. So, that disease, hridrogam, heart disease of Kamsa and others, when they, I mean, and this is the criterion by which we will judge anyone's piety coming in connection with Krishna conception, will they have a favorable response to that or not? If there's a certain level of innate envy or other, they'll find it less than charming. So again, is it the sugar that's bitter? Is it the sugar? No, the sugar is not bitter. It is not poisonous. It is sweet to the extreme. But that disease condition is preventing one from fully appreciating. But, and when Krishna, at the conclusion of the Aghasura Lila, where Krishna enters the giant serpent, Aghasura, it's mentioned by the Bhagavatam commentator, they say, somehow or other, we have to allow Krishna to enter within us. So, Mami Parta Pipasrita, Yepishu Papayoneo, Striyovaisha Tata Shudras Tepianti Paramgatim. If somehow we come in connection with Krishna, we'll even, it's mentioned, Purikit and Sukadev. I don't understand how, you know, some people out of hatred to Krishna, they get a good result. Vrajagopis think he's an ordinary boy and they're lusting after him, they get the highest result. He examines all these different ways. But by analysis, we'll see, Krishna Anushilanam, Anyabhilashita Srinam, Jnana Kamaradidam, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam, Bhakti Rutama. That what is preferable is what is Krishna Anushilana, favorable. So we're not advising people to become fully absorbed in Krishna through hatred. Although even that can be seen to produce an ultimately favorable result. Because akama sarvakama ba moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham brahma. for whatever reason we come in connection with Krishna, that will be converted into something better. Gradually, the poisonous, the diseased part will be cured. I say Kamsa, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Ravana, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Putana, Aghaswa, they all achieve some divine position. That's why it says, Leela Madhurja is sweet pastimes. One of the distinguishing features, characteristics of Krishna is these type of extraordinary pastimes. You see, when Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys are going towards the arena of Kamsa for the wrestling match, before they get there, the first person they meet is a tailor. And they flag him down, you know, we're new to the city, you know, we're just, you know, country boys. If you could help us out, dress us up a little bit for the event. And he goes, what? These are the clothes of the king. How dare you? And Krishna just goes with his hand like, whoosh, and chops his head off. So merciful is our Lord. And then they're wearing Kamsa's clothes. And then what Krishna's wearing them, Balaram's wearing some, and then they give the rest to the rest of the cowherd boys. So when they finally do enter the arena, Kamsa looks out and he sees Krishna, Balaram, and the whole, they're wearing his clothes. Like you look up, isn't that my coat? No, no. I was wondering where that was. But when they met Kubja, who is a Trivakra hunchback lady, perfumer, she immediately offered the best things that she had to them. And Vishwanath Chakrabarti points out that she is a Bhu-shakti expansion, like Bhu, like Bhumi, told the earth is overburdened due to the presence of sinful kings. So that's why she was bent over as a hunchback due to the weight, the burden of all these sinful kings being an expansion of Bhu Shakti. But what did Krishna do in the case of Hiranyaksha when the earth was in the nether regions? With his tusks as Varaha, he lifted the earth and put the earth in a rightful position. So what did he do here? With his two fingers, he stepped with his feet, stepped on her feet, and with his two fingers under her chin, straightened her out, and she, also being an expansion of Satyabhama, turned into an extraordinarily beautiful woman who is immediately endowed with conjugal sentiments. That's extraordinary pastimes. That's Krishna Leela. On his way to another pastime, he's liberating people, creating beautiful shaktis, singing and dancing with his friends on the way. But entering there, you know, asanam, what is that? No. Malanam. Srinam Sramurtiman, Gopanam Sajanam, Satam Sidibhujam, Shastracha Petro Shishu, Mrityu Bojapate Viradavidusam Tattvam Param Yoginam, Vrishrinam Paradevate Tibidito, Rangam Gata Sagraja, Malanam Ashanirninam Nadavara, Srinam Sramurtiman. Everyone there is seeing him as he enters the arena differently. The wrestlers, is like thunder and lightning striking. Others are seeing the most extraordinary, the best among men, Striyal, Striyosmaru, Murtiman. The ladies are seeing Cupid personified. Gopanam, Svajanam. The Gopas are seeing their hometown boy. Devaki and Vasudeva are seeing their son. Kamsa seeing death personified. The yogis seeing Param Tattva. All is possible. Okay. When we say Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he's reciprocating the love and affection in the hearts, or the absence of love and affection in the hearts. However they want to see. Mrityu Sarva Haras Chaham. And if they can't see him any other way, at last he appeared like Prakansa, as death personified. So many ways. All are accurate. But by analysis, the Gopa Veshvenukar, Krishna in the dress of a cowherd playing his flute, is the sweetest and the most beautiful. Reality is beautiful. Hare Krishna.